58% of the nation's 18 to 20-year-olds were registered to vote in the presidential election of 1972, the first since the 26th Amendment made them eligible. 4 years ago, only 47% were registered, and the figure was down to 35% for the congressional elections last fall. That decline has begun to alarm many civic leaders, educators, and others. But there are some other alarming figures equally relevant to the issue of democratic participation. They concern the number of potential voters capable of casting their votes intelligently. A recently published report to the Ford Foundation suggests that there are from 18 to 24 million illiterates among American adults today, depending on how the term is defined. Other studies have suggested that 30% of American adults either have serious reading problems or lack the literacy necessary to function adequately in modern society. One out of every three of us. One of the benchmarks used for measuring such functional illiteracy is completion of high school. 38% of the adult population has not done so. In 9 southern states, more than 50% have not finished high school. 18% of all adults have not even finished grade school. Contributing to such figures, of course, is the high dropout rate in our schools, especially in the cities. Last week, for example, it was disclosed that almost half of New York City's high school students never make it to graduation. That's an average of 40,000 dropouts a year. Of course, staying in school is no guarantee of political literacy. Studies have shown that political knowledge among 17-year-old students is low and has been sinking through the 70s. A 1976 study found that only 74% could explain the basic concept of democracy. Only 70% could identify their state governors. 14% thought the president did not always have to obey the law. And 12% gave generals the same latitude. Only about half knew each state has 2 senators. And only 35% knew that the Senate must ratify treaties. One significant finding of the study was that willingness to participate in the political process declined along with political knowledge, and that raises the question whether it is practical or even desirable to encourage participation without improving knowledge. The question is a dilemma for many people. Shrinking participation is not a healthy sign in a democracy. However, in a society of rapidly growing technological complexity, illiterate voters are equally a problem.
Hey, there's no safety warning label inside this Amana radar range microwave oven. How come?
Because Amana passed a battery of tough government tests, the government granted Amana, and only Amana, an exemption from displaying the safety warning label.
Ooh, impressive.
Here's another Amana radar range exclusive. It's the only microwave oven with rotowave cooking system, a rotating shower of power that cooks more evenly and cooks most foods faster than ever before. So what's your first choice in microwave ovens?
The one and only Amana radar range.
You got it.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.